you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
First sound off of the new year and the final late starting show until September.
Wish the final late one had been last week. My brain is still on Pacific time. My body's set on jet lag.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Nothing is bugging Andy this week. He's just getting back from Pasadena and Los Angeles. So more time for live phone calls tonight, 282-9010. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I was up at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, that's right, small kids.
Three little kids running around at 6:30. So, hey, it's all good, though.
I don't miss that.
We had a fun trip.
I don't miss that part of it. Hey, the hot topic is the Rose Bowl bust. The Des Moines Register headline said, Rose dud. Iowa caps a season to remember with a Rose Bowl to forget. Stanford blows Iowa away 45-16. It was 21-0 after the first quarter, 35-zip at the break. What do you think? Just an off day? Stanford is that good? Iowa exposed? Why does Stanford have a dancing tree for a mascot?
I have no idea. Look at this thing. Look at its lips.
How much would this thing freak Chris Hassel out? Anyway, give us a call at 515-282-9010. There's the band. Your chance to sound off. After Alabama curb-stomped Michigan State, I thought, any chance that happens to Iowa? I could not see it happening. It did. Stanford slobber-knocked the Hawks. That doesn't take away the undefeated regular season. It doesn't change the thrill of the chase, the joy of the ride. The four trophies return to Iowa City. But does being blown out of the Rose Bowl diminish Iowa's season? Of course it does. Great season, bad ending. 0-2 in the postseason against the two best teams on the schedule and a fourth straight Rose Bowl dud. Christian McCaffrey is my size, only faster, stronger, and more athletic. He's 19 and looks like a young Matt Damon, but McCaffrey is a human joystick. He's the guy you pick on Madden to make your little brother look ridiculous. McCaffrey runs more like Barry Sanders than teammate Barry Sanders Jr. McCaffrey should have won the Heisman Trophy, and if he played on the East Coast, he would have. The game was a bummer for the 50,000 Hawkeye fans who found their way to Pasadena, even after snowstorms canceled flights. Those fans paid hundreds of dollars to watch a game everyone knew was over when C.J. Beathard threw an uncharacteristic pick six in the first quarter. But Hawkeye fans are resilient. They make their own fun. By the thousands, they headed for beer stands and reflected on what was, game aside, a week of big smiles and many hugs. It's not the numbers that matter most, but Iowa dominated tailgating. It was 10-1. The Hawkeye float looked great in the Tournament of Roses Parade. I heard it smelled good too. The Iowa players had a blast, at least until kickoff. They looked loose. And who can forget the Cali rally? More than 10,000 Hawkeye fans waited in line 2 hours for a tour of the USS Iowa battleship. Those fans took down the one-day attendance record before noon and forced the USS Iowa to stay open late because the line stretched 2 blocks all afternoon. The estimated 20,000 fans at the Hawkeye Huddle caught the LA Convention Center by surprise. They only had 3 beer stands open, which created long, hour-long lines for $11 beers. A missed profit opportunity, if there ever was one. Tom Arnold spoke at the rally. He had more energy than a kindergarten class on Red Bull, but Tom did provide the quote of the week.
It's just been the one consistent thing in my life, and nobody can ever take that away from me, being a Hawk fan. You can fire me, you can divorce me, you can do a lot of things to me, but you can't take that away from me.
Good quote. The Rose Bowl trophy won't land in Iowa City for the first time in 57 years. It remains as elusive as Christian McCaffrey. But fans weren't the only ones who had a fun week. I got to hang out with my boys.
Boom.
And then we came back home, and that was even better. Right, John?
Oh, look at that.
L.A., nice place to visit. Would not want to live there.
Keith, I think the Rose Bowl experience is first class. Best bowl I've ever been to. Now, before I get to the game, let's make a mention of the historic season. These are the seasons we as sports fans live for. The unknown, the unforgettable. It was a hell of a ride. 12-0, a record no one thought possible. Iowa proved a lot of people wrong. The players should feel good about what they accomplished. And years from now, they'll be able to reminisce on their accomplishments. As for the game, what a letdown. A nightmare scenario played out on the most historic stadium in college football. I didn't think Iowa would get blown out. I actually thought the Hawks could win. Boy, was I wrong. Iowa looked nervous, tentative, and like a team that forgot how to play the game of football. It was not the team we saw against Michigan State. Now, that doesn't mean the Hawks didn't play hard. They did. But the performance was disappointing. Any truthful, reasonable Hawkeye fan will admit the Rose Bowl left a sour taste on a great season. Missed tackles, bad decisions, dominated on both lines, no running game, no shots downfield. C.J. Beathard got a great view of the mountains surrounding the stadium. He was on his back almost every play. I don't know if the stage was too big or if the pressure of a 25-year drought was too much. I do know Iowa had a good football team. You don't win 12 games on any level by accident. Stanford was just better. If the game were played again, it may be closer, but the Cardinal would likely win again. It was a hell of a ride, a season all fans will remember. Unfortunately, the lasting impression will be another Rose Bowl blowout. But that's sports. It happens. There's always next year.
Sounded like a Cubs fan just then, John. 12-2, not bad, but there's 12 and then there's the two. The two biggest games, mm-hmm. The two that leave the most lasting impressions. There is that. There's no way around that. There's no way to spin that. Let's get it started with Willie in Des Moines. Willie, what do you think looking forward?
Well, you know, Merv, I'm a heartbroken Hawkeye this weekend, but I tell you, I'm looking for some good things. I'm the eternal optimist when it comes to my Iowa Hawkeyes. And I know that, you know, you got to look where you come from. We come from a bad year last year, have a great year this year, but there's always next year. Coach is going to rally the troops. He's going to get the gold dudes back in the Gatorade tank, and we're going to come back around. I'm looking forward to it, and I think you got to build on to something.
Willie, I know you watch Hawkeye football closely. Any idea, do you have any theory on why in the past four bowl games for Iowa, all four losses, Iowa has been outscored in the first half 98-7?
Yeah, I don't know, Murph. I mean, if you're going to have me straight up, I'll say that's a motivation problem there. But, you know, I know Coach. I trust him. I think he's going to switch it up, and we're going to look for a real good season next year.
I think that's something that Iowa definitely has to take a look at. if it truly is Newkirk, you got to take a look at these bowl games in the past 4 years. You mentioned it, 98-7 in the first half. You can't come back from those deficits in bowl games. Something is not working right now with the bowl trips. I don't know what it is, because they looked focused, they looked confident and prepared this week, and then it was a train wreck.
I didn't think this team could be blown out. This team was blown out. This game was over in the first quarter. By halftime, it was 35-0. Anybody who came back into that, what is a second-to-none atmosphere, it's as good
incredible,
as any atmosphere in all of sports, not just football. The Rose Bowl is incredible. People still wanted to soak it up, but the one thing you didn't want to see fans suffer through is no competitive football game, and that's what they got. This was not in doubt after the first quarter. Ed is in Des Moines. Ed, your impression of the Rose Bowl?
Well, I'm proud to be from Iowa, and you couldn't pay me to live in California. I mean, they're just a bunch of Bush League people. The Stanford band, to try to do what they did, that is just unbelievable. Iowa wouldn't even think about doing that. I remember the 59 Rose Bowl, so I've seen a lot of football, and I have never seen anything despicable as what Stanford tried to do. And thank you, ESPN, for showing the blimp.
All right, let me jump in there about the Stanford band, because I didn't see this. I was out doing live shots at the time. I didn't know much about the Stanford ban. Andy's dad went to Stanford, so now I've since learned they get suspended a lot. They're not allowed to make trips a lot. This is what they do. They do really irreverent things. They make fun of the other side. They put together these type sketches. They're really broad sketches.
So this isn't the first time they've done this?
No, they do it all the time. Okay. It's nothing personal against Iowa. I learned all this, too. But they basically, what Cooter Ray is to Nebraska, the Stanford band is to the opponent. That's
gotcha.
What they do.
Okay.
It wasn't aimed just
at
Iowa.
And they were making farmersonly.com and some cows and stuff. And
there's more farmers in California than Iowa.
True that.
Bo is in Des Moines. Bo, well, what'd you think of Rose Bowl week?
I loved it. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
We're watching Christian McCaffrey. Man, what a football player that guy is.
Well, I'd like to go on record and say that Tom Arnold has created a curse for Iowa fans. Seems like since early 2000s, every time he's on TV representing the Hawkeyes, it seems like he's put some sort of a curse on them.
Well, he does curse a lot, so maybe those two things come together. He had a great quote, though, didn't he?
He did. He sure did.
He does love the Hawks. I love that because all these things have happened to him. He said, you can fire me, you can divorce me, you can arrest me, but you can't take away me being a Hawkeye fan.
That's a quote right there. And the thing is, he's dead serious about that.
Oh, yeah, he
is. There's nothing fake about that quote.
It is time for lookalikes, and then we'll have more live phone calls. No What's Bugging Andy tonight. Andy will be back with What's Bugging Andy next week. We need a local connection, Old Spice judges. Now, Iowa State basketball player Deonte Burton.
How good is he becoming, by the way?
He's becoming really good. He looks like SpongeBob SquarePants, according to Fawad from Clive. Already Old Spice has voted
quick
that down.
Buzzer. That was a quick buzzer.
That was as quick as I've ever heard the buzzer. Mike in Newton says Iowa cornerback Desmond King looks like former heavyweight champ Evander Holyfield. That's a double buzzer. Bring your A game back stronger. George Niang had a monster game at number 3 Oklahoma, but it wasn't enough. Cyclones and Hawkeyes should both be ranked this week. Who's built for the long run? Sound off at 515-282-9010. Doug, Tony, Bo, Bodie, all on next, live. You can always email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. Thank you, Hawkeye Basketball, for helping us Iowa fans get Stanford's foot out of our junk.
Ooh.
Shane in Marshalltown.
That does not sound right. Iowa finally got exposed as the average at best college football team they've been all along. Turns out 2-point victories over Wisconsin and Pitt were not quality wins after all. The Big Ten title game was a contest between two equally flawed teams to determine which got embarrassed in the playoff and the other the Rose Bowl. That's Jeff and Glenn in Pella.
They sit down and write that together?
Jeff and Glenn? Dual email.
Congratulations to Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes for showing up to the Rose Bowl. The Hawkeyes have lost 4 straight bowl games. Maybe if Iowa pays Kirk a $10 million salary, the Hawks will win a bowl game again. Danny in West Des Moines. Didn't take long for the salary to come up.
Here again. It comes. Iowa in the Rose Bowl is like the Vikings in the Super Bowl. That from Scott. It's getting personal tonight.
I still can't come up with a reason why the Hawkeyes started the Rose Bowl game so flat and unmotivated. Glad I didn't spend my vacation money for the trip to see them play like that. Brian and Johnston. Woo!
Iowa fans like myself have to face the harsh reality that Cowherd was right. Hawks didn't have enough talent for a national title run. McCaffrey was the best player in the Rose Bowl by a mile. On the bright side, Hawks should have an axe to grind in 2016 with a very realistic chance of repeating as Big Ten West champs. That's AC in Des Moines.
Take it from Skippy Baumgartner. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. We'll get back to the Rose Bowl, maybe some basketball talk. But first, Tony is up with a thought on tonight's Vikings-Packers game. The Vikings win the division, but a former Hawkeye makes the play of the game, Tony.
Yeah, actually, he had 2 plays of the game. He had a fumble recovery and an interception, but he still sucks big black ones.
That interception right there. Here, check this out. Micah Hyde.
That is incredible.
And then he rolls it up.
Yeah, it's impressive that he gets the ball, Micah Hyde does. Right there, that's impressive. But what you think is there's no way he can keep this from touching the turf. And
that's good stuff.
He makes the play
happen. How about the Vikings, though? Who thought they'd be NFC North Division champs?
Not this guy. Becky is in Bondurant. Becky, Rose Bowl thoughts.
Well, I'm wondering if the Hawkeyes' bowl problems aren't the Big Ten problems and the way these divisions are. I mean, why don't they have more conference games so they can really determine – who the best teams are.
Well, beginning next year.
Somehow have, you know, just another way, because it seems like the division Iowa's in is in the weaker division.
Becky, it's definitely the weaker division. But to your point, beginning next year, Iowa and every team in the Big Ten has to play one additional conference game.
Nine games instead of eight in the conference.
Yeah, so the conference is going to get more difficult. And next year, Iowa plays four home conference games and five conference games on the road. So maybe
they're moving in that direction.
We'll toughen them up. They got beat by a better team at the Rose Bowl.
That's what people need to remember. Stanford was just better. You know, Stanford is really good. And right now, the Big Ten divisions look a little skewed. You know, it was like that a lot sometimes in the Big 12 when you had the North Division. So it happens where years from now, maybe Wisconsin and Nebraska get back, and all of a sudden the Big Ten West is really good again.
Bodie is in Monroe. Bodie, what are your thoughts? Do you have a take on what happened?
Yeah, well, I feel like the main thing that was going on was that Iowa was drastically overranked, and it was just, they were overranked and they were put in a bowl they shouldn't have been in. And if they were put in a good bowl where they could have actually had a shot at winning, it would have definitely have been a better game to watch.
Well, all Iowa can do is play the teams on the schedule, and Iowa went 12-0. But to your point, anybody who thought the Hawkeyes were actually a paper tiger and that the schedule is the reason they were undefeated, some of those people had a little pause when we thought Michigan State was a little better, because Iowa played Michigan State tough in the Big Ten title game. It's a game that could have gone either way. But Michigan State was housed by Alabama, and then Stanford ended the game against Iowa in the first quarter. So anybody who says Iowa was overranked, I don't know how you could argue against that now with the results of the past two games.
The problem is you're getting into sticky territory if you're going to say that a 12-0 team doesn't deserve to be ranked in the top 15 and they're from a power conference. That's when you start getting into sticky territory. I'm not saying Iowa is better than Ohio State or Michigan State, or heck, maybe even Michigan was better. But when you're 12-0, it's hard for the voters you're going to slide them down to 16 or 17 and put a three-loss team ahead of them? That's hard to do when it comes down to just these rankings.
John, if Iowa would have brought this battleship over to the Rose Bowl.
That was awesome.
Might have slowed down Christian McCaffrey, but probably not. He probably just would have found a way to juke the battleship out of its guns. Who's in your five is next with the Hawkeyes' top five plays of the season, plus more live calls. 515-282-9010. It is your chance to sound off. You can follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Corey says, I thought it looked like a classic old Kurt game. Took things safe. Wouldn't air it out. Run, run, run.
John tweets, Iowa was an above average team who lost to a great team. One person saw them being where they were this year in August. Scott Sipker.
Is that from Scott?
Is he
also John?
Is he John Recker as well?
Scott writes, oh, no, this is getting suspicious.
Okay.
The Rose Bowl was disappointing. That's a fact. Being 12-0 and nationally relevant won't be changed by butthurt haters. Hashtag go Hawks.
Aaron writes, Hawk fans, we understand what it's like to have a great season, then fall on your face on the big stage. Cyclone basketball fans.
David says, the Hawkeyes went down faster than a second-seeded Cyclone team in March.
Justin comments on all the hate being thrown around. Commenting just to spew in-state rivalry hate is dumb, but objective criticism, which I have not seen, is warranted.
Well, now you've seen it. Who's in your five? Top five plays from the Hawkeyes 2015 football season. Louis Jordan, topic suggestion. Thanks, Louis. We love suggestions. John, you take it.
Number five, Desmond King. Pick six against Maryland. The All-American came through with a big one. Number four, Parker Hesse, pick six against Nebraska. That was a huge play to beat the Huskers. Number three, D-line stand against Wisconsin. Nate Meyer blows up the line. Faith Akakiti recovers the fumble. That seals the low-scoring victory. Number two, C.J. Beathard to Tavon Smith, 85 yards against Michigan State in the Big Ten title game. Fans were going berserk.
Yes, that would be number one if Iowa had won.
Gus
Iowa
Johnson
not.
Was about to blow a gasket when that happened.
So in other words, like any other play called by Gus Johnson.
Number one, what else? Marshall Kane, 57-yard field goal to beat Pitt. 57-yard field goal as time expires to beat Pitt.
Caleb is in Knoxville. He's next on Sound Off. Caleb, what do you think?
What do you think about Kirk Ferentz's job security?
I don't think he could be more secure.
If you lose in the Rose Bowl, that's still a pretty good season.
He's the National Coach of the Year. mean, that's
they look like they brought a Iowa State football team with them.
They did not look good. They got blown out. That's four straight bowl losses. But he's the National Coach of the Year. He's a four-time Coach of the Year. They were 12-2. This is why it's the worst time to have a loss like this. There's no chance to recover from it.
Yeah.
It does leave a lasting impression.
Certainly, yeah.
It doesn't mean you didn't enjoy yourself if you're a Hawkeye fan watching that 12-0 season back when you didn't know how it was going to end. It's the ride that's so much fun. But, yes, the two losses to end, especially this one. The Rose Bowl had its lowest-rated Rose Bowl ever since the change to the BCS system. And that's because no fans were watching the second half. Why would you?
Everybody tuned out after midway through the second quarter. Of course the ratings are going to be low, yeah.
Lano is in Winterset. Lano, what do you think about the Hawkeyes?
Well, I think they lost the Rose Bowl because they partied too much ahead of time. Because that one meal, they ate 600 pounds of prime rib.
612 pounds, Lano.
That much, okay.
It probably would have been better if they would have lost the Beef Bowl Challenge. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think they should go and win the Rose Bowl and then party the week afterwards.
I agree with the fact they should go win the Rose Bowl. Don't you, Keith?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much, Lano. The Lawry's beef eating contest.
Yeah.
Actually, now they just keep score. It used to be like an all you can eat.
Oh my God.
Who's that competitive eater? Joey Chestnut.
He would do it.
No, but it'd be like that. It'd be guys just
shoveling it in your face. Okay.
They don't allow that anymore. But Iowa did eat 100 pounds more prime rib than Stanford.
And can we put this out there? People need to know that everything that Iowa did, you know, the Disneyland, the beef eating, Stanford did the same thing. Okay, so when people say, Iowa party too much, Stanford did the same thing. Okay?
They've just done it three times in 5 years.
And they've got a guy named Christian McCaffrey who's pretty good. So, yeah. You know, all the teams do all this stuff beforehand, before the game. So they weren't out on the L.A. Strip in bars or anything partying before the game, okay? They all go to Disneyland.
That we know of.
They all eat the beef, okay? So it all happens.
Surprise for me was that Iowa was just – they were beaten in the trenches. Offensive and
bad defensive
lines. Stanford was really motivated. Felt like Iowa wasn't giving Stanford the respect up front. And, man, they dominated
them. And the O-line for Iowa just looked like they were not in sync. I mean, that was not an Iowa offensive line. I know they were shifting guys around, but the guards were getting beat inside. Austin Blythe a little bit. The tackles on the outside just getting crushed by the Stanford defensive line. Not a good performance at all.
Any chance Old Spice took that close-up shot of you just to get my jacket off camera? It's very controversial tonight.
I can't stop looking at that thing right now. I'm getting mesmerized by it as I stare at it.
Face-off
is... I want to play checkers on it.
Coming up next, including Fran McCaffrey's new weapon, the bear cage.
Time for face-off. I don't have time to win another argument with Murph. Too much of that this week already. So let's just hit some topics.
All right. Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Joe.
Oklahoma got thumped by Clemson in the college football playoff. The two teams that played in the Big Ten title game lost this weekend by a collective score of 83-16. What did we... Wait. Even our camera guy Arthur is hypnotized by this jack. Arthur.
Tilt up, please. God.
All right. What did we learn?
That Oklahoma isn't as good as most thought, and that the Big Ten's best title contender was actually Ohio State, but the Buckeyes forgot to show up 1 week and it cost them. Neither conference had a great postseason.
Except for that comeback by TCU.
Phew, man, I didn't see that coming. Down 31, didn't even watch.
Deontay Burton lives up to the hype. Should he start?
He will start. I imagine it won't be long. Steve Prohm will try to find the right time where it won't hurt team chemistry, but it's inevitable. Burton needs to play more.
He is good. How about the bear cage? Can we get this guy a scholarship?
And Casey wants him known as the bear trap, but either way, it's one thing to have a big game against Tennessee Tech. It's another to do it against Michigan State and Purdue. The bear cage, the bear trap, should not pay for classes.
Bear cage, he won't be paying for classes soon enough. My New Year's resolution is to work out less and eat even more fried food. You?
I'm going to try and watch more sports, drink more beer, and spend less time on my hair.
Good luck to both of us.
Good luck. I think we can do this. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Chad writes, Ferentz is 0-4 in the last four postseason games. The total points combined in the first half of those games, 98-7, that needs to be addressed.
Kim writes, true Hawkeye fan here. We don't worry about bandwagon fans. The season was amazing. happy that we had a great football season. And guess what? We're 2-0 in the Big Ten in basketball, beating number 1 and number 14 this week.
Brandon writes, I feel like a Cyclone fan. Football team had a terrible game, so I look forward to the next basketball game. Wow, great basketball week for the Hawkeyes. Beat two top 15 teams.
Who thought we'd be saying that?
Yeah, let's get back to calls here. Jerry and Johnston. Jerry, the Vikings win the division. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I was up at Down Under in Clyde Bar and Grill a little bit ago, and I got some wings. I shared them with Bobby George and Ira.
Thank you, Cheeser.
Was that Jerry?
Rick in Webster City. Rick, Hawkeye football, what are your thoughts coming out of the Rose Bowl?
I'm so proud of the Hawkeyes. Everybody's running them down. Great, 12 wins is just excellent. How can you run them down after that? They lost one game.
Two.
Thank you, Rick. They lost two, but point taken. 12-0 before that. Randy in Des Moines.
Hey, I want to put an official stamp on the Iowa football season. Let's move on to the basketball season. I think this might be the McCaffrey's best team yet, but I want to see what you guys think about how they compare to the rest of the Big Ten.
Well, let's be honest. Michigan State without Valentine is not number one. Who else in the Big Ten is really a serious contender?
Well, have to
I think it's wide open.
With that, apologies to the people on hold. We're back next week at our regular time, 10:35. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off, send-off, pre-Rose Bowl game. It was a week to remember for the Hawkeyes.
Welcome, the coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Mr. Kirk Ferentz.
It's been awesome. We've been having a great time out here in LA.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.